The Yearbook, the internet sportscast in name only. I'm your host, Doug. It's for flight attendants and nurses. You know, of the two nurses that we know, I don't think either one knows that we're doing this podcast, and hopefully they never find out. Says in the yearbook, the full name of the podcast at hotmail.com is the address, is the email if you want to contact us. As the World Cup and its blurry soccer ball rolls on, in retrospect, the Back to the Future movies took a lot of criticism. I don't think it was serious, but it eventually started getting more serious about how the movies didn't do a great job of predicting what the 2000s were going to look like. Our theory on this is a lot of that was people who couldn't really remember what they thought or said about the 2000s back in the 80s. I'm sure a lot of people foresaw everyone being linked by computer. And I'm sure there were people who talked to friends about how in the future one device is going to be everything. It's going to be a watch, a camera, a phone, a thermometer, a computer, but not a lot of people, including us, can remember exactly what they said, thought, or predicted back then. So then you start relying on the Back to the Future movies as a look back on what we thought the future would bring, because those films still exist and they're accessible. We can go back to them anytime and look. The other issue is ultimately Back to the Futures 1, 2, and 3. We're trying to be funny. And there's nothing funny about ordering Pizza Hut on the internet. Better to hydrate a pizza, as in the second movie, and not wait for it or have the page reload and there's a glitch. Sure, the McFlys could have been drinking Pepsi out of a bottle that looked like an actual bottle. But what kind of a future would that have been? Besides an accurate one. Boo, real original, you're not even trying. The trilogy obviously did try looking 30 years ahead and got stuff right, including short attention spans and distracted families, although in the 80s that was already happening. But the fact that the movie still had to be relatable and funny didn't stop a lot of really serious talk about what the films missed and how badly, so that's not really fair. But Back to the Future did foretell the future of the New York Mets. Warning, this absolutely is not amazing. Like the dude who put under his photo in his 1993 high school yearbook, Cubs 2016 World Champions, you heard it here first, which allegedly was not photoshopped and of course came true. That guy told the Huffington Post he actually forgot about the prediction that actually came to him in a dream in 1983, and he actually was hoping the Cubs would instead win in 2015 to match the prediction in Back to the Future 2. So back to the Mets, who, like everyone else, have had some weird things happen in their vast minor league system. Just this season, pitcher Aaron Laffey gave up 14 runs in a AAA game and then retired. It might not be what you think. Laffey was no snake light. He'd already had a long career that included 8 years up in the major leagues, and reportedly just decided he'd given everything he had and retired. That same day, 8 hours before Laffey threw his first pitch in his last game, the Mets drafted a pitcher from Cal State Fullerton named Tommy Wilson. Because Wilson looked like he could play football as well, producer Rob noticed Wilson, of all people, on TV 2 days later. Producer Rob noted Back to the Future fan who actually bought the special anniversary edition USA Today, yes, there was one, did not know that Tommy Wilson is the son of Thomas F. Wilson, the actor who played Biff Tannen. He called, mentioned something else I played for once. He never stopped working. He's still working. Your kids have seen him in Rio. Yes, that Rio. Or the series School of Rock. You've seen him in Workaholics, or maybe the Melissa McCarthy movie The Heat, or the famous for all the wrong reasons series The Ranch, Franklin and Bash, House, Bones, Knight Rider, Gargoyles. Anyway. So Thomas F. Wilson is from Philadelphia, but his baseball-playing son was born in Tarzana, California. Thomas F. Wilson played all of the Tannens, all those characters in the Back to the Future series, so all of them were a little taller than 6'2". So what does this mean? It means that in 2015, the setting for Back to the Future 2, 6'2" California native Griff Tannen was chasing Michael J. Fox in California with essentially an aluminum bat. And at the same time in 2015, Griff said, batter up. 6'4" California native Tommy Wilson could have said the exact same thing, surrounded by aluminum bats during his freshman year in California at St. Mary's College. Yes? The Mets drafted Tommy, by the way, in the 19th round, so MLB is going to take some doing, but it's not impossible. But as of this flight attendant and nurse-friendly cast, Wilson had not yet signed. Back to the Future 2 did call in 1989 future 80s themed restaurants, which, if you think about it, is kind of impressive. And some of those restaurants have opened in just the last 3 years. I think there's one in, where is it, Florida, where you can grab a beer out of a 1980s washing machine, which begs the question, did the second movie, by showing an 80s themed restaurant, create a self-fulfilling prophecy? We really tried, by the way, to do how Griff said, batter up. We tried it in person several times. It didn't work. Ask producer Rob. We encourage you to say batter up like he did in the movie at home.